Mike Lee leads Never Trumper Evan McMullen in Utah Senate poll. By Sean Moran on October 11, 2022. Senator Mike Lee, RUT, leads Never Trumper and Utah Independent Senate candidate Evan McMullen in a poll released on Monday. A Deseret News/Hinckley Institute of Politics found that Lee leads McMullen 42-37%. With independent candidate Tommy Williams receiving 2% and Libertarian James Arthur Hansen receiving 1%. 12% do not currently know who they would vote for. And 5% would vote for someone other than the listed candidates. Jason Perry, the director of the Hinckley Institute of Politics at the University of Utah, said that the polls show that moderate voters have yet to decide who they will vote for on November 8. The Utah Senate race will be won on the front lines by the candidate who can capture the ever-important base of moderate voters, Perry explained. Conservatives and liberals have largely made up their minds. Now we're going to see how the silent, moderate majority exerts their power. That is the ground both candidates want. The survey also revealed that 28% of voters do not know if they have a favorable or unfavorable view of McMullen. The Deseret News/Hinckley poll was released after the Club for Growth Action ran a series of ads highlighting McMullen's anti-Republican views. The ads incensed McMullen so much that he filed a lawsuit against the Conservative Action Group. In response, the Club for Growth Action released another ad highlighting how the failed 2016 presidential candidate has disparaged the Republican base. Here are the two ads highlighting McMullen's anti-Republican views. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle, Lee warned that McMullen would caucus with Senate Democrats should the Never Trumper be elected. Dan Jones and Associates conducted the poll of 801 registered Utah voters on behalf of Deseret News and the Hinckley Institute from October 3 to 6. The survey has a 3.46% margin of error. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.